I'm Jennifer Colosimo, a Senior Vice President at Franklin Covey.
And I'm Todd Davis, Franklin Covey's Chief People Officer.
For the last 25 years, both Todd and I have worked with individuals of all ages in multiple countries to put the timeless principles from the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, into practice.
The author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, as most of the world knows, is the late Dr. Stephen R. Covey. Jen and I had the esteemed privilege of working directly with Dr. Covey for many years prior to his passing. Today, we are joining you virtually from our home offices, like the rest of the world is joining, so that we can bring you some concepts and principles from the habits.
The principles in the 7 habits help you navigate very real problems in these challenging times, focusing on what you can influence when there is a lot that's out of your control, prioritizing in the midst of overwhelming outside forces, and preserving and even deepening relationships with your family, friends, work colleagues, even when under strain.
And like Jen said, these principles are timeless. Now, the application of these principles certainly adjusts with the times we're in, but the principles of choice, of empathy, of respect, they are as relevant today as they were 30 years ago when Stephen first wrote about them.
Over the next 10 episodes, we're going to cover the habits and apply them directly to you as individuals who are likely experiencing something you've never experienced before, an entirely new set of circumstances.
Boy, talk about new circumstances. I mean, many of you may be working virtually for the first time, or maybe you've worked virtually for years, but virtually is now a very different definition of virtually, where you've got kids at home without a caregiver, or they're not going to school for part of the day or whatever. It's a time of great chaos in some people's lives and a lot of anxiety.
And anxiety really, Todd, I mean, is a natural response when you don't know what's going to happen. That's a natural response. We want to provide tools that help you interact effectively in the face of that anxiety. And to be clear, we can't fix the circumstances. Todd and I can't solve for challenges that require the intervention of a physician or a mental health professional. What we're offering are strategies to be as effective as possible in the midst of a challenging time. So let's start with a model that's at the base of every single habit, the see, do, get model. So C is your mindset. The interesting thing, one of the human gifts that we have is we have the ability to recognize we are separate from our thoughts. We can recognize them, we can decide if they're working for us, and we can choose to change them. So for example, right now, if I just see, my mindset is I have to wait and just react to whatever comes my way. This is chaos. Well, it is, but that mindset is I've mentally decided I don't have a choice in anything. I've given up all my freedom and all my empowerment to the circumstance. And as a result, I'm going to feel even more panicked and helpless and likely be less effective because I won't do what I can. Another mindset, there are things I can influence. My own health, both physical and mental, whatever I can influence at work right now, and preparing for the future to come out even more effective than I went in. If my mindset or how I see things is my reality, then my do will be based on that, and I can open up some personal power. So just a big watch out. If your mindset isn't in alignment with the mindset we propose with each habit, the practices, the do, won't be very helpful. If you're thinking, no way, it's an old Henry Ford quote. If you think you can or think you can't, you're right.
I love that and I hate that quote. And what I mean by hate that is it is a slap in the face to say, wait a minute, there are different ways to see this. Just a real practical example that I just now thought of. Yesterday, several of my family members were saying, well, we're self-quarantined, we can't interact or see each other for a long time. And another family member said, hey, I've connected up this new app in Facebook where we can all get on at the same time and we can see each other and interact. And so again, just back to Jen's point, this powerful model of stepping back and saying, is there a different way to see this situation that I'm currently in? We're going to end today's episode with a powerful video, a video that I and Jenna and I have both seen many, many times called Paradigms. But every time I watch it, it reminds me of this ability we all have to look at things from a different perspective and see many different ways to approach a problem or an opportunity. So we hope you'll watch this video, that you will share it with others. And then at the end of the video, Jen has a challenge for each of you.
As you can see, our team's doing fantastic. We should have that all wrapped up. Okay, appreciate that.
So much of what we do in our personal lives and at the office is the result of the paradigms we hold. And what we do, in turn, affects the results we get.
Thanks for coming to the meeting today, everyone.
The word paradigm comes from the Greek root paradigma, meaning pattern. The pattern we expect to see, or the mental image of the way things are. We see everything through the perspective of our own paradigm. If you see your industry as one where growth is impossible, how does that affect what you do every day? And what results do you think you'll get from your actions? On the other hand, suppose you saw unlimited prospects for growth in your industry. How would that change your actions? What we see, our paradigms, determine what we do, which in turn determines what we get. And unless we consciously stand apart from and examine our paradigms, we might never see that perhaps many of them are distorted, short-sighted, or just flat out wrong. I remember a mini paradigm shift I experienced one Sunday morning on a subway in New York City. People were sitting very quietly, some reading, some resting with their eyes closed. Suddenly, a man and his children entered the subway car. The children ran yelling through the car, throwing things, grabbing people's newspapers. Their father sat down near me and closed his eyes and did nothing. I felt irritated. I could not believe he would let his children run wild like that. After a few minutes of patience and restraint, I turned to him and said, "Sir, your children are really disturbing a lot of people. I wonder if you could control them just a little more."
"Yeah, you're right. I should do something. But we just came from the hospital where their mother died about an hour ago, and I guess they don't know how to handle it. Guess I don't know how to handle it."
Can you imagine how I felt at that moment? My paradigm shifted. Suddenly I saw things differently. And because I saw differently, I thought differently. I felt differently. I acted differently. My irritation vanished. Compassion flowed freely. I wanted to help instead of criticizing and complaining. Once you see things as they really are, you'll think, feel, and act differently. And you'll do it automatically, spontaneously. Can you see why paradigms are deeper than attitudes and behavior? If you want to make minor changes in your life, work on your behavior. But if you want to make significant quantum breakthroughs, work on your paradigms.
So your assignment before our next episode is to really be conscious of your paradigm, the way you're seeing things. Write it down, stream of consciousness. What is in your mind about the current situation? What are you feeling? And is there anything about that you can reframe? Look for every opportunity to write it down and reframe it in a differential way. We look forward to you joining us over the next several episodes as we take a deeper dive into each of the habits and how they can help each of us during this challenging and unique time. See you next time.
Thanks, everyone.
If you'd like more resources to apply these concepts, please visit us at franklincovey.com/7habitstools.